AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. About 60% of the country are under some kind of heat or severe weather watch or warning. Places from coast to coast are now dealing with severe heat. Jeremy Hoffman, Director of Climate Justice and Impact at Groundwork USA, says this is a big problem for people with low incomes.
Simply because these areas tend to have many fewer trees and much more infrastructure like parking lots and roads in them that actually absorb more of the sun's energy and then raise the air temperature in these neighborhoods relative to higher tree canopy areas in the same city.
Moisture moving into the southwest has cooled the southernmost areas of California and Arizona some. Signs inflation pressures are steadily easing emerged in reports that consumer prices rose last month at their slowest pace in more than 2 years, and wage growth cooled last quarter. Just a few days ago, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell froze up mid-sentence in the middle of a press conference. Now McConnell's office is trying to tamp down speculation he might not fill out his term as leader because of his health. In a statement, McConnell's office says he appreciates the continued support of his colleagues and plans to serve his full term in the job. President Biden signed an executive order giving decisions on the prosecution of serious military crimes, including sexual assaults, to independent military attorneys, taking that power away from the victims' commanders. The International Olympic Committee assured Ukrainian fencer Olga Karlin that she will have a place at the Paris Olympics next year after she was disqualified from a key ranking event for refusing to shake hands with a Russian she had beaten. Weeks after the Supreme Court struck down their school's race-conscious admissions plan as violating the Constitution, the Board of North Carolina's flagship public university voted to strictly bar the use of race, sex, color, or ethnicity in admissions and hiring decisions. This is AP News. More and more young Chinese have decided to leave home and take on a nomadic lifestyle.
Not long after the end of zero COVID in China, Zhang Chuanan lost her job as an accountant at a cosmetic firm in Shanghai. She decided to leave China and explore the world. She paid $1,400 for an online Thai course, got an education visa, and moved to the scenic northern Thai city of Chiang Mai. Like Zhang, many other Chinese citizens are moving abroad after 3 years of strict pandemic policy and China's ultra-competitive work culture. The trend comes partly from China's high unemployment rate for people aged 16 to 24, which rose to a record 21.3% in June. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rapper Travis Scott has released Utopia, his first album in 5 years, 19 tracks, his first major release since 10 People Died at his 2021 Astroworld Music Festival in Houston. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.